And welcome. It is the Brett Winterbull Show, News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. It is great to be with you on this Thursday. Later on in the program, Coach Matt Doherty is going to come by, and we're going to break down a lot of the big stories that we've been following all this week. And he's got a whole new perspective on a number of things, and I think you're going to enjoy that. As always, our phone number 704-570-1110 to be a part of our conversation, and that's what this is. Let me start with this. The art of debate is gone. There is no more debate. There is no more argumentation. There are merely fights. That's essentially what we're watching in this country right now. Remember that point. I'm going to come back to it here in just a couple of moments. You have a nation. You have a nation that is suffering gravely right now in this country. It's us. It's we, the people. It's why I have the First Amendment of the Constitution behind me as my backdrop. It is we, the people, who are suffering gravely, difficult to purchase the basic staples you need, food, gasoline, the ability to live the life that you've lived for all those decades up to this point in time. And it hurts. It's a painful thing to go through, to know that you're not going to have a vacation, not because maybe you don't have the money in the bank, but you're not going to be able to pay for the gasoline and have money left over for a hotel room or tickets to an amusement park or any of that sort of stuff. You see the shelves that are bare in some cases. We've seen the catastrophe that is the baby formula shortage. This is not the America that you grew up understanding. It's not the America that I grew up understanding, but I do understand that we have a craven class of people living and working among us. And they're manipulating us. They're manipulating us in a big, big way to a great detriment to this country and to future generations. The very people that are telling you to basically just adjust your expectations and understand that America is not a great place. We're in transition, says the president, while we're overseas. Those are people that are not motivated by good intentions. Those are people who are motivated by politics. The reality is, I have yet to come across anybody who thinks that it's okay to kill kids. I've never met anybody that says that. I've never met anybody who says that they're happy or it's a good day if people shoot up a school. And frankly, despite the debate around Roe versus Wade, I don't think the average decent person finds an abortion cause for celebration. Despite all the Handmaid Tales outfits and the yelling and the screaming and the stalking of Supreme Court justices outside their homes, I don't think that anybody of goodwill in our country would celebrate that. See, to have a debate, you have to have a proposition, and the proposition needs to be an issue that you can discuss, and it can be a fiery hot issue. Should we outlaw abortion? You can debate that. Should we allow people to purchase firearms? Should we allow people to purchase high-powered rifles? Should we? Those are issues that can be debated. What you've got going on in Washington, D.C. by people like Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden, Chris Murphy, and Republicans as well, Mitt Romney, etc. What you have going on there, that's not a debate. That is incendiary. You have politicians trying to capitalize on the deaths of 19 children, two teachers, who died in a town that I guarantee you 99.9% of the population probably never heard of if they didn't live in Texas and South or Southwest Texas at all. They want you to believe that there's a constituency in this country that wants to see kids get killed. They want you to believe that there's a constituency in this country that wants a person to be held responsible that's not the shooter, the murderer, the demon. And what you saw from Beto O'Rourke was sort of a de rigueur for what it is that these people will try to pull. It's not acceptable. Now, I'm going to posit a hypothesis, and you can disagree and you can call the show and tell me why I'm wrong. But I believe that the Swalwells, the Schiffs, I believe that the Murphys, I believe that the Denang Dick Blumenthals, I believe that the people who are making the rounds, including, of course, King Clown himself, Beto O'Rourke, I think that they don't much want to talk about the challenges you're facing in your life. Buying groceries, purchasing gasoline, giving your kids some semblance of a normal childhood. You didn't do anything wrong. In fact, you did everything right. The vast majority of the people in this audience went and got their vaccinations because they are good-willed Americans. They believe that if you're asked to sacrifice, you'll sacrifice. I'm not casting any judgment on anybody who didn't get the shot, but understand the broader point here. I don't want to talk about vaccines today. There's time for that in 3 or 4 months. But the fact of the matter is you play by the rules. You pay your taxes. You follow the rules. And then you get told by these craven politicians like Beto that you're the reason some SOB walked into a school and assassinated 19 children. You're the reason? Beto O'Rourke has been successful exactly 2 times in his life, running for the city council of El Paso, Texas, and running for Congress. But whenever he's stood for consideration at the state level in the state of Texas, he's been driven from the stage. He's not representative of the people of Texas. He's not representative of the majority of American citizens. And I'm not seeing Beto give any speeches about the cost of energy, the cost of groceries, the unsecured southern border. I don't see him talking about it. I don't see Schumer talking about it. I don't see Biden talking about it. I don't see Harris talking about it. In fact, I've got a piece of sound I'm going to let you hear later on that features Alejandro Mayorkas, your Department of Homeland Security boss, giving a speech that belongs in the disinformation category because he says that migrants shouldn't make their way to the southern border because they'll be deported. You believe that? CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC. Those people couldn't find Uvalde, Texas on a map if you gave them a 10-mile radius circle. They don't care about those people. They care about the story. They care about politics. I warned you yesterday, politicians are always going to try to find a political solution. So what do you say we engage in the debate and the discussion on an issue that can be considered? Do we secure the border? Do we debate whether or not you should have a high-powered rifle? Do we? Instead of doing nothing, but engaging in stagemanship. These are clowns on a stage. And they're trying to make you feel badly for who you are. I'm not playing the game. 704-570-1110. News Talk 1110, 99.3 WBT. Let's head on over to Boomer Von Cannon for a look at the roads.